In CI News this week, the Supreme Court upholds the ordinary definition of woman. A ban on so-called conversion practices comes into effect in the Australian state of New South Wales. And the life of a Second World War Christian heroine is to be honoured in a film for high school children in Scotland. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 17th of April. I'm Jenny Olson. The Supreme Court has ruled that women in the Equality Act refers to biological sex. In a unanimous decision, the UK's highest court ruled in favour of For Women Scotland in its appeal against Scottish Government guidance, which allows men who identify as women to take women-only positions on company boards. Lord Hodge, Lady Rose and Lady Simler, supported by Lord Reid and Lord Lloyd-Jones, concluded that the meaning of the term sex, man and woman in the Equality Act is biological and not certificated sex. Any other interpretation would render the Act incoherent and impracticable to operate. They also declared guidance issued by the Scottish Government to be incorrect. Susan Smith, co-director of For Women Scotland, welcomed the court's judgment. Today, the judges have said what we always believe to be the case. Women are protected by their biological sex. That sex is real. Sex can't be changed, but the law had the capacity to make a mess of anything. We're just really glad common sense prevailed. Maya Forstatter, chief executive of Sex Matters, also celebrated the Supreme Court's decision. Everyone is going to have to pay attention to this. This is from the highest court in the land. It's saying sex in the Equality Act is biological sex. Self-ID is dead. The Australian state of New South Wales has criminalised prayer, preaching and pastoral advice that seeks to convince others to live according to the Bible's teaching on sexual ethics. Under the Conversion Practices Ban Act 2024, those accused of changing or suppressing another's gender identity or sexual orientation could be fined up to $100,000 or imprisoned for 5 years. New South Wales government guidance has confirmed it could be illegal to advise a same-sex attracted Christian to remain celibate or to pray for them at their request. In a video publicising the law, government body Anti-Discrimination New South Wales said it is not illegal to state what a religion says about a particular topic, but this does not protect anyone who encourages another to live out that belief. Let Us Pray spokesman Simon Calvert said the law should serve as a warning to the Westminster government, which intends to publish a draft conversion practices bill soon.
Officials in New South Wales have been very clear that if you express opinions that they don't agree with about gay and trans issues, you could be in trouble with the law. So a parent could be prosecuted for conversion therapy for trying to protect their kids from the kind of puberty-blocking drugs that are actually illegal here in the UK. It's worth remembering that some people thought that the law in New South Wales was actually going to be more moderate. It isn't, and it should serve as a warning to politicians here that there isn't any safe, human rights compliant way of legislating in this area of so-called conversion therapy.
More than two dozen campaigners have told universities to learn from the University of Sussex's failure to protect free speech. In a letter to The Times, signatories, including Free Speech Union founder Lord Young of Acton, welcomed clear and proportionate sanctions over the university's serious failures to uphold the rights and liberties of staff. The Office for Students fined the university £585,000, ruling that its transgender policy may have led to self-censorship. The signatories urged universities with similar policies to withdraw them immediately. Universities must not compel academics to adopt contested positions on matters of public or scholarly debate, nor prevent them from expressing lawful opinions in a personal capacity. Censorship undermines the fundamental mission of higher education. And finally, the life of a Christian heroine of the Holocaust is to be honoured in a film for Scottish high school students in Renfrewshire. Commissioned by Unison, the documentary tells the story of Jane Haining, a Scottish missionary and matron of a girls' home at the Jewish Mission School in Budapest. At the outbreak of the Second World War, Haining refused to abandon the Jewish girls in her care, informing her sending church, "If these children need me in days of sunshine, how much more do they need me in days of darkness?" Following the invasion of Hungary by Hitler's forces in 1944, Haining was betrayed, arrested, and transported to a Nazi concentration camp, where she died 3 months later, at the age of 47. Haining was declared a British Hero of the Holocaust by the UK government in 2010. Commenting on the resource, her niece Deirdre McDowell paid tribute to Haining's strong Christian faith. She felt that as long as she had God with her and followed Christ's teachings, she would be all right, and that was her maxim throughout her life. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching, and have a blessed Easter weekend.